I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1869. That was the day a new union named the Noble and Holy Order of the Knights of Labor was founded. It started in Philadelphia as a secret society of tailors, but soon the Knights expanded to workers in other trades. The Knights' unions were vertically organized. This meant each union included all workers in a given industry, regardless of craft. This was a different philosophy from most unionism of the time, which focused on craft-based organizing. The Knights also accepted workers of all skill levels, as well as women. African Americans were also accepted after 1883, although often in segregated locals. The most well-known Knights leader, Terence Powderly, took office in 1879. By 1886, the group had grown to more than 700,000 members. The Knights championed the cause of the 8-hour day. While the union supported boycotts and arbitration, it remained very wary of strikes as a tactic. The Knights did support the Chicago General Strike for the 8-hour day that started on May 1, 1886. After the bomb incident at the rally in Haymarket Square, the Knights were unfairly singled out for blame. Due to the backlash over Haymarket, the Knights' membership suddenly and dramatically declined. The widespread repression of labor unions in the 1880s led to the union's demise. The newly emerging American Federation of Labor replaced the Knights of Labor at the head of the labor union movement. The AFL focused on organizing by craft as opposed to industry. But the Knights of Labor had helped to show that inclusive unionism was possible.
Labor must reap what labor does sow. Labor must reap what labor does sow.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.